YouTube really has been a bright spot during this campaign because the official stuff has been so boring. The ads are ubiquitous and 99% uninteresting, generic, creativity-free.
Mitt Romney's plan for a stronger middle class will create jobs right here in Nevada. I'm confident that Nevada's best days are still ahead, and as president, Mitt Romney will help lead the way. Join me in voting for Mitt Romney for president.
I'm Mitt Romney, and I approve this message.
You know, it wasn't always this way.
There's a change that's come over America, a change that's great to see. We're living here in peace again. We're going back to work again. It's better than it used to be.
A few weeks ago, I talked with Bob Gardner. He is an advertising veteran who's worked on lots of Republican political campaigns over the years, including Gerald Ford's losing one in 1976 when he wrote this jingle.
Peace with freedom. Is there anything more important than that?
So then we asked you guys to write something that might bring some old-fashioned pizzazz back into this election. And you sent in dozens of jingles. Bob Gardner is back to judge you. Well, to judge your jingles, anyhow. Thanks for returning, Bob.
It's great to be back, and you certainly have a talented group of listeners.
Well, I was sort of amazed and prolific. We got dozens of them. So as you listen to them, obviously you didn't need to listen to them to answer this question, but what are the sort of top ingredients that make for a great political jingle?
Well, I think there's it's got to be very catchy. It's got to be memorable almost from the first time you hear it. And also you want it to be sticky in the sense that you don't want it to wear out after the first time you hear it either.
So you've chosen a winner and runners up for both Romney and Obama. Let's go with Mitt Romney first. And you said this is a very close runner-up by David Kent of Tennessee. Let's play a little bit of that jingle.
We need somebody in Washington with bold solutions to get things done. So don't just sit there. Let's put Mitt there. It's time for a conservative Republican. You know who's working hard. You know who's trying. It's Governor Romney and Congressman Ryan. They got experience. So if the shoe fits, place it on the moorman from Massachusetts.
So if you've had enough. Tell me why you gave this one second place in the Republican part of our competition.
Well, I like the Calypso sound. I mean, that's something that is unusual. And I thought the lyrics were really good, and it's very catchy. And as I said, it was very tough to pick first and a second in this case.
So which jingle did you pick as the winner for Romney?
I picked Mitt's Our Man. I think that was the winner.
That's by George Huckins in New Jersey. Let's listen.
When you vote for your candidate, choose a better one than 2008. To lead our country in a new direction, there's only one man in this election. Mitt's our man. Repair the damage from 2008.
Mitt's our man.
Restore the stuff that makes America great.
Mitt's our man.
No more foreign apologies.
Mitt's our man.
Pride at home and strength overseas. America needs Romney. Mitt's our man. Cut the taxes for the rich and the poor.
Mitt's our man.
First he'll cut them, then he'll cut them some more.
Mitt's our man.
Plenty of jobs for you and me.
Mitt's our man.
He's gonna fix our economy. America loves Romney. Mitt's our man. Mitt's our man.
So that really sounds like a jingle. Why was that the winner among the ones you listened to for Romney?
Well, I like the catchy counterpoint of Mitt's Our Man, which is repetitive all the way through it, and I think that's a good thing for a jingle to get the point across right away, to get the client out there. But also, the lyrics had specifics, and they weren't just sort of pie in the sky, let's, you know, America better and brighter future and stuff. There were some real specifics in there, and they were really nicely rhymed.
Yes. Well, let's move over to the other side, to the Obama jingles. And here you couldn't decide on just one runner up. There you got two.
Yeah.
The first one is by Peter Bell, who lives in Watertown, Massachusetts. Let's listen.
I want to bend your ear about Barack Obama. He's the man who sent the SEALs to take care of Osama. The man who brought us back from Bush's wrecked economy. The man who saved Detroit from bankruptcy and Romney.
And the other Obama runner-up, I got to say, is maybe my favorite. It's just it struck me as so sweet in its old-fashionedness. This is by Hannah Oatman of Boulder, Colorado. Let's listen.
We're gonna fight to keep our president in the White House where he belongs. We're gonna celebrate his victory, doing cartwheels and singing songs. He's the one to choose if you wanna keep the unemployment rates going down. He's a man who knows how to keep our foreign policy from crashing to the ground. We're gonna fight to keep our president.
Now that's very self-consciously old-fashioned. I guess you like that.
Well, it reminded me of the Cordettes from, you know, who did Mr. Sandman.
And, right. And,
Tonight You Belong to Me. So it was, you know, it was out of the 50s in a way. But again, very good lyrics, not the usual sound. And I think very intrusive in a good way.
That's interesting. I didn't know intrusive was a term of art in this business, but I guess that makes sense. And for Obama, which one is the winner?
The winner was called Vote Obama 2012.
Barack Obama, it's time to vote Barack. Let's vote Barack Obama, it's time to vote Barack.
Our president is making headway, fixing all the major issues that Bush left his way. Such a wonderful world with Obamacare, health insurance for all, many lives will be spared. Thank goodness he saved the auto industry, keeping Detroit alive with possibility.
Vote Barack,
vote Barack Obama.
That's by Cheyenne Poplar, who lives in Atlanta. That was a complicated song. There's a refrain. It does a lot of things.
It was really great how she got Vote Barack Obama and Yes We Can. You know, that was that's hard to weave in. Plus the counterpoint of the specifics. It's also, again, intrusive and gets in your head really quickly. So it was a really great job.
Well, and maybe we've hereby begun the spark of the revival of a new jingle golden age. Anyway,
well, if you could imagine how much improved the advertising would be on both candidates if they had used any one of the either the runner-up or the winning jingles, how much nicer the ads would have been, and I think equally effective.
Well, we'll see how it goes without them on Tuesday. Bob Gardner, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Bob Gardner is president of the Advocacy Group, a corporate communications firm in San Francisco. And thanks to everybody who sent in those jingles. I was bowled over by what you came up with, and you can listen to every one of the entries at studio360.org.